6th of February. Discussion with Sarah, Jonathan, Nina, Knowing, Ivan, El and Sukin.
When we were leaving Srinagar, you were stressing how bad all dharmas are, especially namas.
Nama arises and falls away, isn't it? Not bad. Just arise and falls away all the time in split seconds.
Why doesn't it seem so bad to us most of the time?
This is very useful to arise and fall away. What for?
It's quite useless just to continue on and lifetime after lifetime.
Actually, it's dukkha.
The problem is we can't see the arising and falling away.
That's why we can see that even it's repeated, arising and falling away is dukkha. And everyone understands that now it's not permanent. But what about the detachment from clinging? Nothing yet, because it's just the word. Not the actual understanding, the reality which is now arising and falling away. So there are many levels of understanding. Just listening and understanding is just to know the path or the way to develop more or higher understanding. Otherwise, it's just there.
And you said it's like a dream yesterday to Lodewijk. Mm-hmm. So a dream is only a dream, it's not very attractive. Mm-hmm. And Lodewijk said he liked me to ask for him about nimitta. He likes to know more about nimitta, what you said yesterday at lunchtime.
Yes. What is appearing now? See? We can say as simple as visible object. But since by studying one knows that even visible object right now has to arisen so it can appear. And when it has arisen, it has to fall away, for sure, nothing lasts. So which of the visible object now appearing? Which one? So one knows that since the citta is as so rapid as the magician, everything seems permanent because citta experienced and then fall away, and the next citta also experience the same object. So even one knows by theory that seeing now is not permanent, but it seems permanent. So this is like this, as visible object is like this. Seems permanent. But in reality, when there is the realization that nothing is permanent, what appears now is only nimitta. Nimitta, the succession of the reality which keeps on arising and falling away through one doorway at a time. As last life is like a dream, because there is no such what happens last life now. So this moment is exactly the same. Just the previous one has fallen away, never come back, nothing's there. So the succession of the arising and falling away of rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, and vijnana are all nimittas.
Yes. But it seems that we can then never really know the characteristic. How can we know the characteristic? Because it's necessary to know that.
If there is no seeing and no visible object, we would say that there is no characteristic at all.
Yeah.
But what seeing sees?
Seeing sees visible object.
Is it not a characteristic?
Yes, it is rupa which appears to be seen.
Do we have to think that? Or now visible object is appearing? Depending on the understanding, how much one understands it.
Yes, because it always seems that we see the people and the table, which is wrong.
So one can see that it's long time to develop understanding. As far as there is no understanding of visible object as visible object right now, one knows that there must be the beginning of understanding, if even very little, very slight understanding that now is just a reality which can appear only when it arises and contacted or impinged on the eye base. So citta can see it, see, even that is visible object, because it arises by conditions. But it depends on whether it can be seen when there are right conditions, when the seeing consciousness arises only, that it can be seen. This is the mysteries of all realities, which seems very simple, but actually it's not as simple as that at all. Even thinking, how come this world object to be seen, and how come seeing to see it?
Yesterday, Ajahn said, we always think of something else instead of attending to the characteristic. I found that very good. It's always thinking.
Yeah.
Konsekin, when we're talking about nimitta, you talk about how now it's the nimitta of visible object that is seen. Actually, it's a concept of the visible object now, because it's not the visible object itself that is appearing. We also talk about the nimitta as shadows of realities. And when we talk about and read about shadows of realities, this is the same meaning. So when concepts are defined as shadows of realities, this is the same.
But we can see the difference when it is concept, the words. It just explains what reality is.
Right.
And when reality is appearing, it's the moment of beginning to know what that concept means.
Right. So we can differentiate. But when you refer to now it's the nimitta of visible object, like the torchlight or the firebrand, this is the same use of nimitta as in concepts as shadows of reality.
We have to understand different degrees of what we mean, like the degrees of lobha, the degrees of avijja. For example, when there is no understanding of realities at all, no understanding of concept at all. As just concept, you think that it's so real, people think are so real, but actually when there is the understanding of what is real and what is not real, we use the term realities and concept. But without the arising of any reality at all, can there be any concept? So we have to think before knowing that what we believe as real is concept when we think about people and things. And now, when we do not think about people and things, even the succession of the arising and falling away of rupa itself, can it be known now? So what appears now is the nimitta of reality. We begin to understand different levels of the meaning of nimitta. And after that,
so levels of nimitta, taking it one closer and closer to reality, as sati develops into satipatthana.
And when just a characteristic appears to the developed panya, it's the understanding of nimitta of that characteristic, only one characteristic.
The levels of nimitta is not so easy to understand.
Everything
but there are levels.
Study and considering.
Or and levels of
and
understanding.
This is yoniso manasikara itself.
Is it levels of understanding?
Great.
Levels of understanding
from
nimitta.
Sutta, sutta, vijja, panya.
So you come to the characteristic.
Right.
Yeah.
As nimitta.
Yeah.
As well. That's why sometimes in Tipitaka it says that Nibbana has no nimitta. No arising, no falling away. So how can there be any nimitta of sign of anything at all?
And when we talk about attending and not attending to the nimitta and upyanjana, in this sense the nimitta is just referring to the concepts, to the details.
It depends on the understanding at that very moment too, because now seeing is exactly the same, visible object appears as visible object, but the moment of understanding visible object, visible object is exactly the same. If one is trying very hard to make it different, that's wrong, because the development of panya is the development of panya, not the development of I who can do this or I who can do that at all. So at the moment of the appearing of visible object right now, very natural, there can be a moment of understanding. the characteristic that it's just this, it's a reality. And at that moment, we can use the term no attention to concept. Even there is the things like before, but it's the beginning of understanding, the seed of understanding of the reality which is now appearing.
No attention to concept or to reality?
No. To concept. Even there is many moments of seeing and concept. Mm. As soon as there is the Kun Jonathan and Kun Nina, see? But there can be the process or the vara of the moment of understanding visible object as just that. And this is the development of sati and panya to understand what is the term rupa-ramana or rupa-yatana in Pali, in Tipitaka. Otherwise, we can just recite seeing sees rupa-ramana. But now, see, it's not the understanding of rupa-ramana as rupa-ramana until it begins, naturally, anytime.
So when we refer to Sankara Nimitta, it's the same as the more refined Nimitta.
Yeah.
The succession. Yeah. The succession or the stage, of the level of Nimitta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So since each one arises and falls away so fast.
When you were explaining about Nimitta, it reminded me of Santati, continuity. Is this anything to do with it?
The word or what?
Is the idea of santati, continuity, does that relate to the continuity of the concept?
Just the term or the same thing with different words?
Yeah,
no matter we use the santati or nimitta, when we talk about that which appears as not arising and falling away at all, it is the nimitta. Yeah? And without santati, can it be like that? Appears as not arising and falling at all.
There needs to be continuity for that to happen.
Yeah, nimitta. Appearing all the time. That's why we are in a dream of this life. The whole life is like a dream or is a dream.
It seems nice.
Because what about last life? It seemed as nice as now, but it's gone. So each moment is like this.
How tremendously the dream even becomes so-called spirituality.
I think that according to what we've just been hearing, we're all very expert in dreaming, because that is what is happening now and happens all the time. We have developed it to a fine art.
But Lodwick has bad dreams every night. What can he do?
Me too.
Oh, what can he do?
You too?
Anyone, I think. What can we call good dream when it's not kusala? Sometimes.
But what can he do about his work?
Understanding that's gone completely.
That's gone completely.
Not now.
So that is why it is so very, very precious to meet in this confused world somebody, a teacher, who is the expert in ending dreaming. But I have seen a few times that this sense of Sangvega has almost become a kind of fear. So can you say something about this? It is not the Sangvega, it has become something else.
What is it?
Fear. It is some kind of aversion.
Of what?
Of what might happen.
Not now.
Yeah.
So it's only thinking.
Yeah. Yes, only thinking.
It helps a lot to know that it's only thinking. When we have worry or fear or anything
by
that
thinking,
is disturbing us.
Or by understanding really.
But that's the most difficult, to be directly aware.
It's difficult, the most difficult. You cannot change it.
Yeah. But we cannot know nama yet so clearly when we don't know the difference between nama and rupa.
So what?
Then we know it only by thinking.
So what?
We cannot change it. Like you said yesterday, we all say it's so difficult, but she said you cannot change it and make it easy.
But when we talk like this about, oh, it's so difficult and we can't, isn't this all just wanting results and clinging by when you ask like this?
Right.
It's just clinging to wanting to get it or wanting
it's the loba. Yeah, it's quite right.
also on this general subject and bad dreams. I remember many, many years ago asking Ajahn about this, and she gave, I think, a similar answer. But when I pressed her further, she just pointed out accumulated dosa. If there is accumulated dosa, there'll be unpleasant thinking of one kind or another, whether we're asleep or awake.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have that, and it's conditioned by a strong attachment in the first place. So there it is.
I think it's a very good point that Khunsu Chin made, that we think of bad dreams as being unpleasant dreams, but what Khunsu Chin was saying was bad dreams are any dreams which are full of kilesa. So when we think we're having lovely, wonderful, happy dreams, actually these are bad dreams too.
And for many years I've heard Ajahn say that worrying or dosa, so what?
Very good.
It really takes a long time to begin to appreciate that it is actually so what.
Yeah.
It is just conditioned. There is nothing to be done about it. It's not something to be concerned about. It's just an inevitable part of not being enlightened. And the more concerned we are about the dosa we have, whether it's in the form of bad dreams or anger to other people, harsh speech, whatever, then the more that's a hindrance to just developing understanding of the presently arising Dhamma, I think.
Sure.
Clinging to the idea of self. We're concerned about how other people see us and how we are.
Back on Nimitta, on Sankara Nimitta, talking about the one who is liberated, like the Sotapanna, sees all signs differently from those who have not understood clinging, because he sees them as anatta. Adinaya read this in a commentary note. Would you say a little bit more about how, with developed understanding, the Sankara Nimitta understood differently because they're understood as anatta?
The understanding of reality right now, the moment with awareness and the moment without awareness, has to be developed. The only way.
And also, you talk about when it's weak satisampajanya, the characteristics are known of akusala, for example, such as the dosa. It's a low degree of sati. I mean, there's some awareness of it. But the akusala dhamma doesn't appear clearly as nama dhamma, as when the nama and rupa are clearly distinguished. Can one say that that kind of awareness of dosa is just intellectual understanding or awareness of the nimitta of dosa?
I think that it's not easy at all to know directly when is kusala moment and when is not, even while one is thinking about dhamma. So the first thing that is not just word, but the understanding of reality, is moment of being aware of a characteristic as nama or rupa in the beginning, but not as wholesome or unwholesome. Even if it is unwholesome, or even if it is wholesome, but the fact that it cannot be known yet as dhamma, because we all talk about moment of akusala and kusala, but it's just only what we are thinking about.
So it's just intellectual understanding of dosa.
Right.
There may be a weak level of sati because it may be useful reflection, or but it's just intellectual understanding with weak sati at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So one can't say it's related to the nimitta of the reality, because it's just wise thinking or wholesome thinking about a concept at that moment.
That's why there are three levels of understanding: the Suttamaya Panya, the Cintamaya Panya, and the Bhavana Maya Panya. Otherwise, we might mistake that as Satipatthana, but it's not yet.
When there's thinking like that about something like dosa, if there was sati, then it would be very clear to some degree that it was sati at that moment, right?
Yes, because at that moment sati is aware with understanding of that characteristic as just a reality.
And if there's thinking without satipatthana,
it's that, another level.
But that could be a condition for sati at some time. Satipatthana at some time.
If it's not said that there are different levels and panya grows,